Deputy Minister for Transport, Dr. Joyce Bawabuntari, says there is no justification for the current increase in transport fares. She said the module used this time does not support the increase. Dr. Muntari said the ministry will be meeting with transport operators over the issue to arrive at a mutual understanding. The Deputy Minister was speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive.
The Ghana Private Transport Council for quite some time, for several weeks actually. Indeed, this time around, what has happened is that they came to the ministry with a very, very good case for an increment.
Yeah.
In terms of what we have as a ministry, and of course in collaboration with the National Petroleum Authority and the Ministry of Energy, is that the data, the model that we use for these things really does not at this time support an increment in transportation fares based on petroleum prices. Because of course we all know that there have been some recent reductions since the world crude prices changed drastically. So yes, we have that as well. But of course, I believe that you all know that they are a private association.
Yeah.
They have argued very simply that they have several other inputs which actually go into the operational costs, and that indeed the petroleum component really of their cost really is not even more than 30%. That is even a conservative indication. So what they have argued is about insurance, about the DVLA charges that have gone up slightly,
and lubricants,
about other lubricants and parts and things that they actually purchase. I have also actually argued with them that even the fact that they have such a huge aging fleet does not help their maintenance costs. So it is something that we are actually also going forward to engage them on, that we can find ways of at least reducing the number of aged fleet that they have by finding a way to actually support them, to enable them probably acquire newer vehicles for their businesses. But of course, let's also remember that actually this whole engagement with them came as a result of an arrangement that was made by the Ministry of Transport to meet with these private transport associations twice in each year, in January and in June. It is to review basically all issues that pertain to their business, because we are supposed to be providing really transportation services to the public. But because we are unable to meet the demand of the citizenry, we have had to deal closely with the private associations to be sure that whatever services they provide are reasonable, that they are safe to use, they are efficient, and of course that they are also cost effective, that they are not arbitrarily passing on costs to the traveling public.